This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Today is the first day of the fall semester at SIU Carbondale, and it's the one-week anniversary for the university's new chancellor. Chancellor Carlo Montemagno is in studio with us. Thanks for coming in.
It's such a joy and a pleasure being here in Carbondale.
I should let people know, too, that I know a lot of people have wondered, how exactly do you say your name? I've said Montemagno, and I know you've said Montemagno. Is there a preference that you'd like people to call you?
Montemagno works great. Montemagno works great. Carlo works great.
Excellent, excellent. So this is your one-week anniversary of starting here at SIU Carbondale. I wonder your thoughts just in those first few days, a big event that you got to be a part of.
Well, what I got to see is an incredible sense of community. I got to see people who are vested in the institution. They feel that they're part of something much bigger than themselves. And the Eclipse event was just an opportunity to display that, display the fact that we're part of a larger, greater Southern Illinois community that comes together, that we're part of a community of scholars here at SIU, and that we all share a Saluki pride that is focused on achievement and success.
There are a lot of people who have watched some of the challenges that the university has faced over the last several years, whether it's through enrollment or the budget crisis or other things. I wonder what your thoughts are in terms of bringing back a level of pride or of stability to the university.
Well, the past is the past, and you can't unring a bell. You can't change what happened previously. However, the future is bright, and I believe that we have an opportunity to reassert SIU as being a destination institution, a place of where people, you know, from around the state and around the nation, you know, clamor to come and become part of, because of the uniqueness of who we are. I have experienced in the last week an incredible sense of camaraderie among the faculty, staff, and students. I have saw that the environment is beautiful and compelling, that they want to be here, and that the unified goal for doing better and advancing is genetically inbred in everybody here at SIU. So in my mind, what we need to do is just focus on being Salukis, understand that's who we are, and focus on what the things that we share and the goals that we have for moving forward in the future, and collectively work towards those goals, and we will achieve.
Do you have plans or things that you're telling people? Anytime a new leader takes over, there's a little bit of uncertainty. What happens to me? What happens to my department? Is there anything that you're telling people on a one-on-one basis about what they should expect for the future?
I think they should expect that things are going to change, that we are going to define a vision within. There's going to be a survey that comes out within the hopefully by the end of this week, there'll be a survey coming out. And that survey is more to capture the dreams and aspirations of the entire SIU community, being faculty, staff, students, and the surrounding community. What are your dreams for the institution? Where would you like to see it be in 2025? Then I'm going to take that compilation of dreams and transform it into action. We'll look at where we want to invest, where we have to disinvest, where we want to create new programs, and where some programs no longer serve our long-term needs. And we will make those changes. And as a result of that, we'll be able to focus resources, do the things that we need to do better, and we'll be able to instill a stronger sense of pride, and that'll be fueled by success.
You were the founder and director of the Ingenuity Lab at the University in Canada, where you came from. How do you take the lessons that you learned there, and what would you like to apply to SIU or even bring to SIU?
The lesson that people ask me often why we were so successful in such a short period of time. And what I tell them, my secret weapon was diversity. That having individuals that came from 10 different cultures, from 10 different nations and cultures that had the entire suite of religion, that had backgrounds being from extraordinarily third world poor to coming from wealthy families, that collectively everybody came to address a challenge, a problem with a different lens, a different perspective, and different ideas. And then by having open communication among all of us, we were able to craft ideas that we worked together that allowed us to create advances that others couldn't see. It's really very powerful. And at SIU, we have this ability, and we will do that. And we will capture, through a unification of a vision, we will capture the perspective of individuals to find the best path forward for all of us.
Dr. Carlo Montemagno is the new chancellor at SIU Carbondale. Thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to further conversations.
You're listening to WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller.